Yesterday, of course, Budget Day. I'm sure a lot of you out there have spent last night and this morning digesting just how is it going to affect you. Well, there is this ongoing debate, of course, about young versus old, who comes out the best in these budgets. It has been suggested that older people got it a lot better over the 5 years. But is this at the expense of younger people? Should we be cutting pensioner perks, in other words, to redirect money towards the youth? On the line, former politicians and commentator Edwina Curry and Limpet Open. Good afternoon, good morning to you both, I should say.
Good morning.
Edwina, spell it out for us then why you think it is right what seems to be happening here, that there's lots of perks for pensioners.
Well, I'm not sure about there's lots of perks. I mean, you have to recognise that pensioners have paid into all these systems for a very, very long time, including the state pension. And of course, the moment that you start having more than one pension, say from your work, you pay income tax on it. So the idea that everyone's getting free handouts is a load of nonsense. You've also got to remember that, you know, you can tell a 26-year-old to get a job or to move to where the jobs are. You can't tell an 86-year-old that.
But you don't pay in for free bus passes or fuel allowances or all the other little trappings that they get.
Oh, listen, pensioners pay their council tax in exactly the same way as everybody else does. So just take that on board. Plus, it's extremely helpful if pensioners are able to get out and about and maintain their independence, if they're not stuck at home needing care.
The truth be told here, it's chasing the grey vote. Isn't that what this is all about? Because we know that young people don't vote, so always play to the pensioner gallery.
Well, why not? I mean, you've got 12, in the UK as a whole, you've got 12 million people over 65. You've got something like 15, 16 million retired people, and they vote very heavily. They heavily outnumber young people, but they also outnumber young people in their needs.
Lambert, how do you counter that?
Well, first of all, it's great to be on the radio with Edwina.
Hiya.
I have to come and see you sometime. But this time, I want to thank you because you've done my work for me here. You've just been presented with a budget clearly designed to win the grey vote, as you've rightly said. But you don't see anything particularly attractive in it for the grey vote. So my point here is, and I've been through this before, however much you incentivise the elderly with these kind of cash handouts, it's not going to work. In 1992, the Liberal Democrats tried exactly this. We tried to get the pensioners to vote for the Dem, incredible amounts of billions of pounds basically on offer to the pensioners, and actually it didn't make a change at all because pensioners don't really change how they vote. By contrast, the younger people, they're the ones who are going to generate wealth in the future. As you say, Edwina, 26-year-olds can work and may move to the jobs, but because they don't vote in the same proportions, they don't get the same handouts. And this is my problem with it. It's kind of like a form of bribery. The money goes to the people who have the highest voting.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Let me just, you've used the word handout there, right? Somebody who has paid into a pension for 40 years or more, it's not a handout, it's their money. Whereas a 26-year-old managed to pay into so far? What they get employment benefits if they need them. But beyond that, they have to work and pay their way, just like their grandparents did.
I've got major issues about the fact people have to pay tax on their pensions, but the big structural problems aren't being addressed. It's gimmicky. I haven't got an objection particularly about elderly people having free travel at certain times of day, but what I do have an objection to is this kind of endless effort, as you yourself said, to romance the grey vote. That's not where the wealth is going to be generated. Now, younger people probably feel detached from Parliament to some extent because they don't see themselves being involved the way that pensioners are. Now, young people are much more likely, the evidence shows young people are much more likely to change their vote than the elderly. So, in actual fact, it's actually not very good politics either. And as I say, over 20 years ago, I went through this whole process when I was a hungry young Turk in the Liberal Democrats. We thought we could win lots of votes from the pensioners. Almost nothing changed. So it's actually a foolish political judgment as well as being a little bit cynical.
So a fool's mission is what you think the Chancellor's on at the moment. 08459, by the way, 555678 is the telephone number. If you are a pensioner listening this morning and have very strong feelings about this, or perhaps you're a young person out there who feels that they're not getting a fair crack of the whip whenever these budgets are delivered. Edwina, do you think there is some, I suppose, credibility in that argument that this just simply doesn't work, that you cannot buy this grey vote?
Well, I think the Liberal Democrats have found that you can't buy any kind of votes. And I have a feeling that's going to be proven in the election still to come. I think the main thing that struck me in the budget this time was, as far as pensioners were concerned, was that the Chancellor was trying to free up the money they already have. Many, many pensioners have got occupational pension, might be a police officer, for example, retired, went and worked at something else, or perhaps they worked for, I don't know, like, electricity generating board and then set up their own company, and they've got several pensions, but accessing them has been extremely difficult without punitive 55% tax rates. Mm-hmm. And the main changes this time has been you can access your own money, do it with care, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to spend that money, they're going to put an extension on the house, they're going to give it to the grandchildren so they can afford to buy a flat. That money is going to move around in big, big way, and in very, very positive ways. I think the younger generation are going to be the main beneficiaries.
What do you think?
I think the problem here is that it looks quite good. And interestingly enough, there is a huge increase in personal responsibility by being able to access that money. And Irina's right, the money could be spent. But actually, this could be a time bomb for the future, because if the money's gone, then the state's going to have to pick up the pieces on that. I probably agree with this as an experiment, but it can't be more than that, because we don't know quite what people are going to do. You end up actually having to gamble with how long you're going to live, and that's an awkward thing, because if you think you're going to live till 100, then you're probably going to have to be more careful.
I've said to my children, I will be a burden. Watch.
Watch this space. We'll leave it there. Edwina Curry and Lembit Opik, thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us on the programme this morning. If you're a pensioner out there this morning, are you prepared to give up your bus pass so somebody younger out there might be able to benefit from it? Perhaps they could use the money to get a job. Let us know what you think. 81771, the text number. Telephone number, as always, 08459 555 678.